A House Energy Subcommittee is looking into how to write the details of a federal climate change bill that's been proposed in Congress. One controversial part of the measure has to do with a program that would cap emissions of carbon dioxide and let companies trade credits as they try to reduce pollution. There's a dispute over whether the federal government should auction off the credits, meaning higher costs for companies, or give the credits away, meaning higher costs for taxpayers. Near the end of today's committee hearing, Tia Nelson offered her views. She co-chaired Wisconsin's Global Warming Task Force, which reached consensus on some key issues last year. Nelson told the committee that her panel compromised on the credits.
That compromise suggested that up to 90% of the allowances in the early years, maybe for a period as long as 10 years, would be allocated at a small fee, and that you would increase the auction percentage and decrease the allocated at a fee percentage over time, to give us time to transition our economy, in essence.
Nelson says the cost certainty is important in a state like Wisconsin that gets two-thirds of its energy from coal. The burning of coal is a major source of carbon emissions. Nelson also told the congressional panel that changing land use practices on Wisconsin farms and in forests can help slow climate change. During testimony earlier this afternoon, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said the federal climate change proposal would punish the American people with lost jobs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.